It's Sunday afternoon, and churchgoers shuffle into El Paso's historic Sacred Heart Parish. Tucked away in Segundo Barrio, one of the city's oldest neighborhoods, the church is a spiritual anchor to the predominantly immigrant community it serves. This weekend, there was a different presence of peace, as four therapy dogs quietly sat in the back pew, ready to greet parishioners.
I'm very impressed by what they do, and I thought it was important that the community here see it, especially the children.
That's Father Rafael Garcia. He invited the therapy dogs and their trainers to the Sunday Mass after meeting them earlier in the week. Lead trainer Pamela Bolden says they traveled from New Jersey to El Paso to provide comfort to the community in this traumatic time.
You know, just get people, even in a moment, to just feel better, to de-stress, and to hopefully develop some resiliency to kind of work through these situations.
Since its founding in 2015, the Tri-State Canine Response Team has provided this kind of support to over 100,000 people across the country. They've responded to natural disasters, such as the California wildfires and other mass shootings. One of the dogs, a 5-year-old golden retriever named Cece, also helped in the wake of the Sutherland Springs shooting in 2017. Mitzel Avetia welcomes the support. She's lived in El Paso for over 3 decades, and she and her husband have been musicians with Sacred Heart for 3 years.
Just the kindness of their hearts, they're here to provide that support and letting our community know that we're not alone.
Pamela Bolden says the therapy dog's work is only a small pathway in El Paso's road to recovery.
I think that the closeness of a community is definitely a factor in helping a community to heal. So I think based on what we've seen here, this community is on its way to feeling better.
The therapy dogs are set to visit school children on El Paso's first day of classes Monday. I'm Lauren Terrazas in El Paso.